12. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
And we will be asking for your calls on 13, 12, 16 because this is a very divisive topic.
It definitely is. That I don't know what divisive is the right word. I think it's more...
Oh, it's definitely divisive.
It's the unknown, Sam. So basically over the weekend...
Boys are on my side, girls are on yours.
Not over the weekend, over the public holidays. Mm. I learned about something that honestly blew my mind. I did not even know this was a thing. It had never even entered the realms of my mind. And then I found it out that it was. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? I thought people were joking.
You saw a chat online, you kind of was shocked. I saw a comment that you put on there and then I decided to reply to it saying, by the way, Claire, no, this happens all the time.
So what I'm talking about here is pooping.
Pooping.
Right?
Everyone does it.
Everyone does that. I know everyone does that. I'm not talking about the act itself. Mm-hmm. It's apparently what some men do, possibly women, I've only heard men so far, when they poop.
What is that?
Guys take their shirts off.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
Okay, please don't make that sound. Yes. I will vomit.
Oh, come on. We as human nature intended.
No.
Supposed to go to the bathroom, try it as naked as possible. And the easiest way to do that is to take your shirt off when you go to the bathroom for twos.
So apparently it's a thing to go to the bathroom to do a poo and to take your shirt off. Now, this had, like I said, never entered my mind before. Hadn't even thought about it. But everyone I've asked so far, male-wise, has said, yeah, this is a thing. Like, how is this a thing?
Well, you do it at work, you do it at home, you do it in the public toilets at the park.
Ew.
You do it wherever you can.
Why would you undress yourself?
It is a different feeling, Claire.
Why do you need to undress yourself? Why do you need to be Starkers?
It just feels freeing. I go to the extent at work this is going to sound a bit weird. Obviously, we've got the larger toilet here, the disabled toilet that no one uses except me. probably saying something. There's a carpet in there around the toilet, so it feels really good on your feet. So usually if I take my shirt off, I will then proceed to take my pants off and my shoes and just feel my feet on the carpet.
Now, I was talking to Hubby Sam about this over the weekend.
Nude AF.
And when I told him that you said you do this at work, he said, I wouldn't be doing that because if Sam forgets to lock the door one day and someone goes to walk in there...
They'll get a nice surprise.
They find a Starker's Sam sitting on the loo in, like, the brace position.
With his green eggs in hand.
I asked Hubby Sam, though, if he did this.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, like at home, it's a thing. He wouldn't do it at work or in public.
So have you never seen him with the door open on the toilet? Is he quite
private?
Well,
yeah, I have, but I mean...
You haven't really noticed.
No.
It's just not every time.
I've never
seen
him physically take a shirt off.
Yeah, yeah.
To go.
Well, my old workplace in Perth.
Yeah.
Obviously, I was working in sales there, so we had to wear business attire. There was a group of us that made sure there was always a coat hanger in the toilet, and there was only one specific toilet that was reserved. We called it the shrine. It was reserved for praying time, and which meant, you know, getting down and dirty.
Doing a number two.
You take your business shirt off and put your shirt on the coat hanger so it wouldn't get any crease marks in it. And it is feeling good.
Okay, 13, 12, 16. I couldn't believe this is a thing. Do you do this? I want to know. Females or males? Females, it'll shock me even more because I haven't heard anyone say this. I mean, females don't generally talk about poop. It's not like a thing. So there's a possibility. 13, 12, 16. Do you take your shirt off, if not all your clothes off, to do a number two?
Woo!
Let us know. Please stop.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With Claire and Sam.
We are talking about things that make you go, We are talking about the way that you poop. Please stop making... I'm not kidding. I will throw up. I know that technically morning sickness is over now, but it's not. Trust me.
We need to put the cameras on if you do feel like throwing up, because that would be hilarious.
It's not funny.
It's funny.
How is that funny? You're such a teenage boy.
All right, mum, to be. Maturity level's gone through the roof.
Because I don't want you filming me vomiting. Oh, yeah, how horrible of me. Anyway,
that's a good point, actually.
We are speaking about horrible things as it is, though. Yeah. We are talking about pooping because I recently learnt that apparently it's a thing for guys to take their shirt off, if not their pants and shoes as well, if they're doing a number two.
Absolutely.
I don't get it.
Well, it is a thing because on 13, 12, 16, we have been asking for your calls and we've got Grant on the line. Grant, shirt on or off, mate?
Shirt off, for
sure. Hey! Okay, now we're talking.
Can you explain to me your logic, please? Because I still don't quite get it.
I wish I could explain it, honestly. You just, I don't know, you go in there and you just, you want to be free.
Okay,
know?
Therapy
you,
session quickly.
Yeah.
So did this start when you were like 10 or like at what age did you just decide that shirt free was a thing? Did someone show you?
I couldn't tell you when it started. I think I just felt it in my heart, you know.
Oh, this is beautiful. We could be friends.
It's a natural act, so you got to feel one with nature. You got to be free.
Oh,
definitely.
I don't get it.
And especially in the workplace where you're so constricted by so much going on.
Yeah, but that's
that's
yep.
the
weird.
Moment of freedom and oh God, I can't explain it either.
Look, if you take the shirt off, it won't smell as much.
Oh.
Like, you shouldn't smell in the first the place.
Technically, the shirt stays with you in the toilet, though, doesn't it? It's still going to stay.
Well, yeah, I got it. I don't know the science.
Yeah, no.
Guys are really gross.
Mate, there is no science to this. It's just like, you know, the same as how Earth started.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It was all... Well, that's another story for another day.
Thank you very much. You got
Thanks,
the call.
Mate.
No worries, guys.
Thanks.
There we go. Solved.
I don't get it. It's weird.
The jury's still out, but the jury's on my side at the moment.
I'm not saying it's not a thing. It's just, it's weird.
It is weird.
It's odd.
It's beautiful too.
No.
Let's go. Let's go. Trending now at hits.com.au.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
I know you're not the biggest Marvel fan, but there are a lot of Marvel fans out there, trust me, including myself. And the new Avengers Endgame has just hit cinemas.
Yes.
Happened on Thursday. Now, this...
It's Wednesday.
What day is it today?
Friday.
Yeah, sorry, Wednesday, you're right. This absolutely smashed Australian box office records.
Did it?
Yeah, after only one day of being released.
What are we talking? What numbers? Tens of millions? Or
so basically, they broke the record for the highest ever opening day in Australia.
Yeah.
So it opened and broke the record higher than, what's it called? Star Wars.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
More than 10 million in takings were done on day one.
Far out.
Yeah. So it narrowly beat Star Wars The Force Awakens, which in 2015 took 9.45 million.
Uh-huh.
Last year's Avengers, Infinity War, had been in second place with 8.7 million, but now it looks like this Avengers is coming in at first place. Over $10 million in takings on day one.
Huh.
This movie is so sought after to watch that in Sydney, from what I understand from Dom up at Griffith City Cinemas, if you try and go and see this in a cinema in Sydney, you actually can't get in to see it for a week.
And we were talking just the other day, they're showing per cinema about 45 screenings a day.
Some cinemas, yeah. Some cinemas in Sydney are doing that.
You can't even get into
it. You cannot get a ticket in Sydney for over a week. Now, it's not just that, but the Hoyts, which is like the big movie company over in Sydney and stuff, their website crashed day one and two.
For online ticket sales?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, because they were just so smashed with people trying to get tickets. So if you haven't seen Avengers Endgame yet, it is currently playing at the Griffith City Cinemas. There are tickets still available. You can purchase them online. That's what I did yesterday. I went along and watched.
Great.
I don't want to give any spoilers, so I'm not going to give my review till Monday.
Okay.
I'm giving you the weekend to catch up.
All right. That makes me... I need to get onto it too.
You do. Yeah. But I will quickly say, you don't have to see Captain Marvel?
Captain Planet.
No. Captain Marvel. You don't have to see it.
Just watch the
for
Avengers
it to make
ones.
Sense. Watch the Avengers. Watch Ant-Man and the Wasp before you go
on,
see it.
That's on Netflix or Stan.
Yeah. So Netflix currently, because they've got a Disney setup, they currently have the previous Infinity War, which is the one prior to this.
So watch that.
On Stan. So watch that. Also watch at the same time Ant-Man and the Wasp.
So if I watch those two, I will understand what's going on
You'll have
one.
More of an understanding of this one for sure.
Great. Done.
You don't need Captain Marvel to be able to understand this.
Can I bring up something else too? Mm. We talked about the other day how it's a 3-hour movie or more than 3 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
And you said you can't take a pee break. And I said, piss in your cup.
I didn't take a pee break, but I didn't need a pee in my cup either.
I found an article that speaks about the best times to go for a pee break if you have to. So if you're going to see the movie, no spoilers here, but there's three times that they say you've got time to go, and you can either agree or disagree with this. I want to know your thoughts. First pee break option, when the San Francisco title card comes on screen. The San Francisco title card.
That's not enough time.
It's about 30 minutes. No? Not enough time?
No.
What about when Hulk is having lunch?
None of these are enough time to get out of your seat in the cinema and go to the bathroom and come
back.
But
apparently that's the time you get up, the next 5-10 minutes afterwards, not too much going on.
You still need to be in it.
You're still missing out.
Yeah.
You want to see Hulk smash a sandwich or whatever he's eating. What's he eat?
I'm not telling you anything. Well, not until Monday.
The last one was when the New Jersey title card comes on screen. What do these title card mean?
So...
Without giving too much away.
How do I explain it? Basically...
A new scene.
It's showing you where they are at in time and day and place at that point in time.
They also said on this article, it's our friends at GameSpot and comicbook.com, they said, do not get up after the two-hour mark. Definitely not.
No, it gets interesting after that, so...
There we go.
Don't do it. Either way, head down to Griffith City Cinemas. Definitely go see it. It's worth it.
Yep.
It's a great ending. I'm not going to say anything more than that.
I've got a bit of weekend watching, and so do you.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
I need to talk to you about weight.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
which
okay.
is an odd thing to talk about any day of the week.
We're talking W-E-I-G-H-T weight?
We are. We're talking human body weight.
Yep.
Right? It's one of those things, like, how much you weigh is a very personal question. You don't ever ask, especially a female, but anyone really, hey, how much do you weigh?
Mm.
Unless you're my mother and you ask me, because that happens all the time.
I'm happy to be asked.
Are you?
But I'm happy to be asked almost anything.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. And, I mean, you don't have any issue with weight. So there's nothing there for you to feel subconscious or insecure
about it. Yeah.
Yeah. But a lot of people are, and even if they're not overweight. And so it's just something you don't ask.
Yeah. Better to be avoided, just like asking for people's age.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Now, gender.
Yeah. Well, it looks like there could be some changes to flights.
Ooh.
Yeah, they could cause passengers to be weighed now before they board a flight.
No.
As a sneaky way to cut fuel costs and emissions. Now, don't get me wrong, cutting fuel emissions, great. I don't think this is necessarily the right way.
So airlines are thinking of doing this, aren't
they? Yeah, so they're not going to straight out directly ask you how much do you weigh, because A, people would lie.
Yeah.
And B, no one wants to be asked that and they'd probably be quite offended. They're also not going to make you stand on scales so that everyone can see your weight, because that'd be really horrible.
That's good.
And I think they get a lot of lawsuits.
Mm.
But this is happening over in the UK at the moment. So there's a British-based firm called Fuel Matrix,
mm-hmm.
and they do several long-haul airlines in the UK when it comes to fueling up. So they're looking at implementing this system to help figure out how much fuel they need for a plane. So apparently, at the moment, there's like not really a great way of being able to tell how much fuel you'll need for a plane. It varies very much depending on the total weight carried, and
it can change so easily.
Yeah, absolutely. And
flight to flight,
they can end up actually using between 0.3 and 0.5% more fuel due to extra weight during a flight if they don't account for it.
Now, to me and you, that doesn't sound like a lot. 0.3, 0.5%.
But you think of how much fuel they put in these things in the first place.
Oh, it's tens of thousands of dollars. Sure.
Yeah, well, and litres as well, and gigalitres, I don't know. Who knows? But this is what they currently allow, right? Which I can understand why it's not 100%. So many of these airlines allow 88 kilos for men, 70 kilos for women, and 35 kilos for kids.
That is a joke.
It's not a lot.
No, it's not, especially based on your natural features and natural body shape.
Well, your height, your weight, all of that comes into account. But
what do you mean? If you're like a tall guy that's reasonably built and likes to work out and go to the gym, you could be weighing 90 plus kilos.
So seeing as you don't care how much you weigh and people asking you, how much do you weigh?
I am 69.7 last time I checked.
So you're a lot less than what they allow for men normally.
I'm almost 20 kilos under, so I'm clear. Can I pass mine off to a bigger child or a bigger person? Can we share weight? Because that's a joke.
That's probably how they kind of work it at the moment is, oh, well, you're probably under that weight, but that person, this other person's definitely over the weight.
So you reckon they'll combine?
Well, they kind of like estimate it based on.
Okay.
Now, 70 kilos for women, I'm not 70 kilos. Someone else can have the extra however many kilos that is. But then kids 30. Are hard. Oh, thanks, Sam. Kids are hard.
Is that a compliment?
It is.
Saying you're 40 kilos.
Oh, I thought you... I can't do math. I thought you said 50, but anyway.
30 less than 70.
Yeah.
35 kilos for a kid. Is that big?
I mean, that's your average...
Oh, wait. What's a children these days? I thought they were under 12 or something.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be average 10-year-old, 12-year-old maybe?
Okay,
I don't know. But if you've got a newborn with you, they don't weigh 35 kilos.
No.
So anyway, what they're looking at doing is, like I said, no scales in front of you, none of that. But they're looking at putting these, what do they call them? Like
pressure pads.
Pressure pads, thank you.
What a name, pressure pad.
I know, underneath where you're standing when you drop your bags off, right? Whether that be at a service desk or one of those auto terminals. And then basically once you've dropped your bag in the area, it'll ask you, after the bag's been checked in, are you standing on the pressure pad? and then it'll discreetly weigh you. So I'm assuming it won't put your weight up on a screen anywhere.
Oh, and then say you're clear or you're not.
And then, you know, you still be clear. You'll still be able to get on the plane. Oh. But it'll figure out how much fuel it needs based on your weight.
Oh, so you don't, you're not going to ever be overcharged or anything like that?
Not at this stage.
Yeah.
Nothing about that at this stage. But either way, I don't think it's okay for a company that I don't know to record my weight based on what they think.
100% agree.
Mm.
I've got a solution.
What?
Just put 1 foot on the pressure pad. They won't notice.
Right now.
The most popular entertainment show.
Gotta get.
Dean McCarthy, live from LA with Claire and Sam.
Check this.
Go!
Good morning, Dean.
Yeah, the sexy man joins us.
Hey. Hello, everyone.
We missed you yesterday, mate. So good to have you back on deck. I love how we speak to you, obviously, before this goes to air, and you sent us an email anyway, and we took the day off. So thank you for still working while we weren't.
No problem.
Much appreciated.
Hey, let's start this morning talking about James Bond. Now, we did already speak about this a bit earlier this morning, but there's a new James Bond film coming out very, very soon, and we've cast a new Bond.
No, I just realised we stopped
up. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
We didn't cast
the new villain, yes.
New villain, not Bond.
Oh, we read that so entirely wrong.
We said before he was the new Bond.
In a couple of years.
Oh, no, this is good. No, this is exciting. It's still just as exciting to find out who the villain is.
Yeah, definitely.
It is Oscar winner Rami Malek, of course, the star of Bohemian Rhapsody. Now, what's cool about this is, first of all, Rami is very talented. He can play very different roles and does it extremely well. He kind of looks like a villain. Kinda, in a little way.
Yeah, so Dino, we thought this morning that he was being cast as the new James Bond. Now, that's not the case, but there is a new Bond coming in as well, isn't there?
There is a new Bond coming in, yes. So he will play the villain.
Okay.
And,
Daniel Craig.
Have they released the new?
Next year.
I don't think that they have released the new Bond just yet.
That's why we just assumed when we saw the headline. We're like, oh, there we go, they've decided.
Yeah, they've all these different people. They've got bets on Daniel Craig coming. I mean, sorry, Daniel Craig's not coming back. Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah.
Cillian Murphy. Even Idris Elba.
That's the one I was thinking of an hour ago. I told Claire, I was like, Claire, there's this English dude, smiles a lot.
I said to him, what are you, my mother? Like, that doesn't give me much.
Idris Elba, that's who I'm backing in. I'd rather him than Tom Hiddleston. Who would you like next?
He'd be amazing.
Who would you like next?
I don't know.
Undecided.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. Yeah,
good. Like it very much. Hey, mate, we've got some big news coming out of the Justice Malay camp from the Empire Star, who was embroiled in that whole hate crime. What is the go there?
Yep, he's coming back to Empire. He will be written into next season, which is so crazy.
Yeah.
But all the cast banded together and they told the producers they wanted him back and he's coming back.
Imagine the viewer numbers now. It's going to go through the roof.
I know.
It's going to be crazy to watch and see how the media keeps following in the lead up to as well. Mm. You know, is it going to take another turn or for the worse or the better or what the go is going to be?
I know.
Very bizarre stuff. Yeah, thanks, mate. Perfect. And we'll speak to you on Monday. Appreciate it.
Can't wait. Bye, guys.
This is The Catch-Up
with Claire and Sam
on your Sickie Friday.
Hey, Sam. Speaking of Sickie Friday, one thing you do when you're having a sickie is watch a whole heap of Netflix. Let's be honest.
Hell yeah.
And sometimes it gets to the point where you don't know what to watch anymore. Like, I'm definitely at that point on Netflix. I canned my subscription for a month.
Yeah.
But then literally 2 days after the month ended and I'd canned it, a new show came out that I was like, oh, I actually do want to watch that.
Of course they would.
So I know it's only $10 a month, but I'm stingy and I didn't want to pay another $10, but I ended up re-signing back up. watched a few episodes and now I'm back to nothing.
Do you want this to be an intervention? Is this what we're talking about?
No. Well, Netflix has noticed that people get a bit bored, don't know what to watch, don't know what to do. So they're trialing a new button.
Hmm.
It's a play by popular episode random selection button.
Oh, I like this.
So basically, it'll pick a show for you at random. And it means that if you can't, like you and someone, like your partner or your friends can't agree, or you just don't know what to watch, then the Netflix gods will do it for you.
That is fantastic because you waste so much time going through so many pages, so much scrolling, and choose a movie that you're not even sure if you like and you waste 20 minutes watching it. At least this will put a popular one on for you. I like it.
This is true. Now, the other thing is, though, you could end up watching some weird documentary in Hungarian.
Hells yeah.
But apparently, in saying that, it won't do that to you unless that's something you'd normally watch. So you know how at the moment on Netflix.
So it's not completely random.
It's not completely. You know how at the moment when you click on Netflix, you open it up, it'll always show you, based on what you've watched.
Yeah.
What they think is good for you anyway. Like popular on Netflix. A lot of the time it's either to flog one of their products or because you've watched something else that relates to it.
Yeah.
And so they're going to still take this random button into effect with that. So, for instance, I started to watch a TV show recently without realizing it was in another language. I hate that. I've noticed there's a lot more non-English language ones recently that come up.
And then you got the subtitles on?
Well, no, because I was like, no, I'm not watching a show that I can't understand when I'm half asleep.
Some of those are the best movies.
Yeah, but when you're trying to, like, relax just before bed, you don't want to be having to read the subtitles.
That's true.
So I reckon I would get these random Hungarian-type movies come up in mine because I've accidentally clicked on them previously without realizing they were not in English.
Are you hungry? You keep talking about the Hungarians. Have you eaten this morning?
No. I've had toast.
Okay, good. Why have you chosen Hungary?
It was just an example that came up on a story that I read, and so I've just stuck with it.
Oh, okay.
But it should be good. Like,
yeah, I like it.
I want to give it a go.
Because I, even if it mentions down the bottom here, if you've always fancied watching The Office, which I have, I do, I love it, or fancy rewatching every single episode of The IT Crowd, just not in the correct order, they'll just choose the best ones for you.
No, mate, you can't watch it in non-correct order.
No, but you just watch one episode and that'll get you The Office fix or your favourite TV show fix.
But even that, like, you can't do that. You can't jump episodes. That's not how it works.
All right, this is another conversation for another day, I think.
Playbop popular episode. Can. No.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app. This is the showdown. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.